434-1790 Brass X. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, the lady wanting number for his name is 436-2273.
That's for the care package?
Yes, please.
Say that number again.
436-2273.
All right. Thank you.
You have a blessed day.
You too, love. Take care. Brass X. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, this is my first time calling. Now, I have a problem similar to the guy that called about the NIS. Now, I used to get my checks come to my home by the postman. But then after, I decided to have it sent to a credit union account. And from the time I did that in late 2018, I've been receiving my checks every 2 months. Now, the last check, I went to the credit union and I inquired. And the supervisor there, she made an inquiry. So I managed to get one for October. But since then, the last check I get from NIS was 2020. And I got two checks, the 24th of December. That was for November and December. I called the NIS, but of course, I could not get through to speak to anybody, so I sent an email on Monday. Subsequently, yesterday, then I went to the credit union, and I spoke to the same supervisor there, and she is at a loss as to know what is happening, because right now I have not received a check, NIS check, for January nor February. But the supervisor, she plan to check it again for me. So my question is, and not even the credit union can understand why I am getting my checks every 2 weeks. This is a survivor's benefit. So I hope someone from NIS is listening and can enlighten me as to my situation.
Have you called them specifically at any time?
Yes, I called the NIS down to Monday. I cannot get through. But last year, I went in there around August. I went and I spoke to a lady, and she verified that the checks are being sent on time to the credit union. But when I questioned at the credit union, then they tell me no. They received the checks. They put it on the account.
Correct. They don't, as a matter of fact, they don't get checks. They usually get transfers. All right, here are two numbers for you. 431.
All right, just let me get a pen here quickly.
Don't take it quickly, take your time.
Yeah, 431. 431-7415
or 231-5176. See if that gets you some help.
Yes, all right. Thank you. And this is the first time I'm calling, but I listen every day religiously.
Well, thank you for putting up with us and our complaints and our harassments and our assaults on your ear.
You learn a lot.
Trust me, sitting on this side, you do too.
Of course, I realize that. All right, have a great day.
You too. Thanks a lot. WhatsApp message says there are some people who do not have the luxury of a computer or a printer, though. Yeah, I know that. I know that, too. But that wasn't the reason why I said, listen, I used to believe in photography until I saw Photoshop. And then I stopped believing in photography. I believed in documents until I saw all sorts of documents floating about on WhatsApp messages and government information service and all kind of nice letterhead. And then government saying, we ain't print that here. That's not our logo. That's not all this. That's not all that. If we're going to start going with printed documents from off my printer that says my car insured, I have a problem. I have a problem. I am concerned. I hope I'm just being alarmist, but I am concerned. Brass tacks, good morning.
Morning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can hear me, please?
Clearly.
Yeah, yes, sir, you got a problem here to a bill. You say you don't get a bill. Last time I had the same thing. I didn't get a bill to come cut off my phone. I just paid $29 that day, this month. So I ain't seen a bill come yet. So he's trying to get on the floor and he can't get it. Come over the guy, you know. So he wants to get sick and cut off my phone again.
There's a 1-800 number that Flo employs. It's on most of the Flo bills. If you call that 1-800 number, you get a recording asking you if you want your bill amount. You give them the number of your account. It tells you the amount that you owe them, and you could pay them any which way you care to pay them, including going to SurePay with the old bill and telling them, I want you to pay this number, put this amount to that number.
I just pay my monthly.
Right.
I said I didn't get a bill yet.
Sir, and I am telling you how to get the bill. Mm-hmm. If you do not see a bill coming to you in the mail, if you take up your phone and you dial 1-800, the 1-800 number that's on the bill, right?
Yeah.
You will hear a prompt asking you what you want. And if you want your balance on your account, you put in your phone number. If your phone number is 111-1111, you put that in and you'll be told your bill is $151.23 due on the 23rd of March. So you will know how much to pay, and you could go and pay before the 23rd of March, and they'll not cut off your phone.
Right now, I can go over there and pay my bill.
Yes, you can.
Ask them what it is.
Yes, you can.
I can carry over there and ask them that day.
Yes, you can. Once they know the number, they could trace it for you.
Yeah, I know you know.
Just give them the number, and they will trace it for you. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Just go work with them. They want your money, you know. Trust me. So if you want to part with your money, they will gladly help you part with your money. Brass tacks, good morning. Hello. 4341790, Brass tacks, good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right.
Okay. I am calling this morning. I have an issue that's really concerning me. It has to do with the care packages. Now, I am not sure of how it's organized, but I know that persons in need call the hotline. So I, by hearing what others say, that the packages are not being delivered, and it is so happens that the care packages are being given out in villages to persons who did not even call the hotline. And that is fine, because we know a person might not have called, but they're in need. But I'm speaking specifically to persons who've called, and I've heard that the trucks are not going into so-called development areas. But who is to say that persons in development areas do not need help as well? We've been locked down or on pause for quite some time. Persons' businesses have shut down. People had to use their savings. So I just want to bring that to the attention of the authorities so that something can be done. I know a case where actually a friend of mine, he's been calling for quite some time now. And I have called as well, but because of where he lives, the truck has never gone there. So this is over since the number was given out that he has not received packages. I also know another person in that same predicament. And I just want to bring that to attention that if a person calls the hotline, is that they're in need of help.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Brass tacks, good morning.
Good morning, Brother D. How you doing?
Hi, all right, and you?
Hey, not too bad, you know. This care package, this thing, there's a bit of problems there.
Sir, anything that's called free is a problem.
But I would like to find out from courts if their phone is working. Because they call in all, I call in all the time, they can't get through to them.
Which one you calling?
431-6050.
No, but where is that? That's the general line to any branch?
That's the main office where we get the girls.
They're working?
On in this.
They're working?
Yeah, they're working. Yeah, they were working. I spoke to them yesterday and I got
so you guys call them every day? Well, you like calling the girls? I'm only pulling your leg. So I don't know if it's working. I have not heard any messages. And usually when there's a challenge with Unicoma Barbados Limited and the numbers, we usually get a message from them to put on air saying that we're having problems with our telephone lines, etc. But I don't know. From time to time, we have problems with ours here too. And they come back. So I don't know. I have not seen any message here at the station. I've not heard it played saying that there is a challenge with any of the lines.
Gentlemen, you call that number, is all circuits are busy.
Well, then there may be more of you out there trying to reach them. Don't forget that, you know, there are people who are at home and trying to do business from home, so they may be getting more calls than they usually get. Overload. Circuits overload.
I heard an advertisement saying that they've let us on another station. Yeah, your classics.
There's a program on Sunday called Flights to Classics on 104 that's done by Philip Forrester of the various bands he used to play with. And he has guests on the program from time to time. And according to the ad I heard, David is going to be his guest on Sunday.
I want to ask a question. What's Flights to Classics?
Why don't you listen to it?
Huh?
Why don't you listen to it?
No, I can't listen, but I'm trying to find out.
Well, listen on Sunday and you'll be able to ask him if he knows
but
about
I mean
music.
Monday going to deal with you that he ain't knowing about the music. Okay? Thank you,
you
sir.
You feel so, sir? You might be surprised. Somebody said to me, Dennis, I have not had a floor bill for months. I take my old bill to ShorePay and they see it and the number and my name and address. Yeah, and that's what you do. And as a matter of fact, if you have if you have a ShorePay account in your name, they can track all your bills on a monthly basis and tell you, you know, your water bill is this, your light bill is that, your other bill is that. You give them an amount and they pay it all off and you're free to go. And there's ShorePay Online, giving you free ads, people. So, you know, send a check to the station, not to me, because they'll say you're accepting bribes. I was getting accused of all kinds of things already. I don't need that on my plate right now. But anyhow, so there are options for payment. I am just warning you that in this current environment, as you heard from a gentleman who spoke about his insurance company, you're going to need to get a printer. You're going to need to get ink. Whether you're using tablet or laptop or desktop or whatever, make sure you have office environment at home, because we don't know how long this will continue, and you're going to need to print those various things. So just be ready to face the new challenge of living in the 21st century. Person says to me, you just take a photo of it from the computer screen. That's the receipt. Keep it in your phone or send it to yourself in an email as an attachment. You don't need a printer. I said, old people like paper. The person tell me I'm funny, have a talk with my son. I talk to him all the time. I was being silly with that. Actually, my pass is saved on my phone so that if the police stop me, you know, I don't have to print it out. I could pull up my phone. The problem, sir, is I don't know. I like backup. Maybe I've worked with computers and seen them drop and disappear so often. Ask the screens in front of me, or ask Michelle how many times we reach for a commercial or a bridge or the news theme and we see an hourglass dancing all over the place in front of us. Or you have a query on a bill and you say, but I paid my bill, and the lady on the line saying, well, the last payment I saw from you was December 31st. How are you going to show it on my screen on my phone? I might air talking to her. So, you know, we like backup. We old people like paper. All right. On the matter of courts, sir, 832-9360 or 262-1901 are the two numbers that were sent to me. I don't know who or what they will send you to, but courts 832-9360 or 262-1901, and I thank my good folk for sending me the information. I try to help when I can. I wanted to say something about banks, and I hope my friend in the bank does not slap me too hard over my head when I say this. I'm not picking on banks this time. I'm just making an observation. I see in today's newspaper that a bank with whom I am very familiar have decided to purchase the Bank of Nova Scotia in Guyana. And I saw some time ago that some of the islands of the Eastern Caribbean have decided to purchase the operations of some foreign-owned banks as well and localize them, is my only comment. Brass Stacks, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Good morning, ma'am.
And good morning to the listeners. Okay, first thing, the lady that wants the number for the care package, she can call 536-2064, that's the Barbados Defense Force. Mm-hmm. All right, my other, I'm just asking a question. You don't have to answer it. The people that pass away from COVID, is the government receiving any COVID funding for each of their deaths? That's just a question. You don't have to answer. That is for the government to answer.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Brass Stacks, good morning. Hello.
Yes, I'm on the air.
You are.
Oh, yes. Good morning. A couple of calls ago, you spoke about SurePay Online.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not encouraging you to be any advertisement for SurePay in any way, but...
As I said, I'm not. That's why I made the comment. I've given you all free ads. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
I said that on purpose.
I know. I stood in a SurePay line last week, Thursday, for over 3 hours. Trying to get my bills paid. And because I am determined that I don't want to do that again this month, I have been trying to register with SurePay Online with no success whatsoever on several occasions. I cannot, each time I try, I'm getting a registration failed response. I have been trying to call the numbers that I see on their website. I'm not getting anybody. Nobody's answering the phone. I've got a record and I've left a message. I'm not getting any response. I do not know how to register the SurePay. I haven't been able to do it.
All right. So let me walk you through some steps.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I gotta send a check. I gotta send an invoice to SurePay after this. When you go down through the list, right? When you go down through the list of things they ask you for,
mm-hmm.
name, address, mm-hmm. P.O. box number, whatever, mm-hmm. bank, whatever, phone mm-hmm. number, whatever. When you get to the end
mm-hmm.
and you hit
submit,
it tells mm-hmm. you what?
It tells me nothing happened.
Good. Have you scrolled back up to see if you've left out anything or if there's any alert at the top saying anything?
Yes, I do that. I go back up. I see. Okay, I left out something here. Mm-hmm. I correct it. Blah, yada yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
And then I click submit again. And then I go back up to right up to the top again. I check through again. And then at the very top of the page, I see registration failed. Please contact or something like that. Each and every time.
Then there is something in there that's wrong. I can't tell you what it is, but because there has to be something in there that's wrong or else it's timed out. And I don't know if timed out is the correct term, but ma'am, let me see. I was going to respond to this because someone sent this message to me. And there are times when people overseas send me messages and I try hard to make them understand things about the country they no longer live in. Person said to me, this is the year 2021. We're in a digital world. The country and its population has to adopt or get left behind. It pains me to hear people standing in line or using the word cashier to conduct routine business. Business should invest in online accommodations, and the population of all ages have to stop resisting. Their children and grandchildren should be showing them the way. If the two poorest and populous countries in the world can be digitally competent, what is the problem with Barbados? Now, here you are using technology and running into a challenge. And this is the question I was, this is the comment I was going to make to the person who sent me the message. If you have a digital platform that is not designed to accommodate the traffic it's getting in Barbados, because the people who invested in it believe that Barbados does not have the traffic it needs to support the kind of investment, then you end up in a situation where the speed you're getting is the incorrect one. The people who provide the online service do not report to any government agency, so you can't bring them to heel. And when you have a problem, you have to depend on the same platform to try to fix the problem you have with the platform. And until people overseas get that into their heads and don't make it seem as we backward and we don't want to use the technology,
stop criticizing me for saying that
there is a problem.
Exactly. You know, you are being encouraged all the time.
And we're using it.
And you're trying.
But when you try Tamis, when you try Bra, when you try to register for your income tax return, when you try this, password incorrect, save that, timed out, wrong, or the system is updating itself, you sit where you are and tell me that the dinosaurs are dead. I know they're dead. I visit their graves daily. The Thursday edition of Down to Brass Tacks, 434-1790, the number you call, 266-4862, the place you send WhatsApp messages. You can send an email to brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. Michelle Braffitt is in the chair taking care of things technical. I'm Dennis Johnson on the other end. WhatsApp message says, this has been happening over a week with the ShowPay registration. The system is not accepting any registrations. And there's another one that talks about any line that's incorrect. We'll give you a red asterisk. Tell her not to use the dash in the phone number. Use the 10-digit number and not the 7-digit number. That's for the lady with the challenges with ShowPay Online. More talented lady with ShowPay. They do not respond. The same problem yesterday. I got a response. Make sure there are no spaces after anything. I had that problem. Here we go. And then there are people calling to talk about their challenges. And there's someone saying they agreed with the comment I made about platforms not being ready to sustain the weight. And even in so-called first world countries, it happens. The reason why I'm making that comment is because I find too often here in the Caribbean, we accept shoddy treatment from service providers who are held to higher standards in other countries. And when we go overseas and we experience the service that they provide, we sometimes come back home and we're frustrated. And it's not only the telecoms companies, it's companies in general. They will do what they think they can get away with in the territory that they're in if they're not properly regulated. So if there's nothing in Barbados that can check whether you're getting 500 bits or 500 megabits or 500 kilobits, they will give you whatever they feel. There sometimes fluctuation in voltage at some places because of inefficient wiring or because of other things. But you have to know what's causing it, whether it's the electric company or whether it's you and your use of things. There are people, for example, who, because their houses are improperly wired, or perhaps it was not wired for the appliances they now have and use, would plug an electric kettle and a microwave side by side into a socket, and things would go poof. Neither would work. They may mash up the microwave, or they may trip the breaker. And if they don't have breakers, because the house did not have breaker when they did it, they find themselves in trouble. As in fire hazard trouble. But it's not only at that level. Cars get recalled for manufacturer's defects. Some are on the road in Barbados and people don't bother with it. I don't know, maybe they like the car or they're afraid to go to the company and get, you know, they're going to mash up my car the next time I send it in the guest service, they'll victimize me, so I keep in quiet. And the car rattling and shackling and falling out, but they're not going to fix it. So we have these issues that crop up from time to time. And rather than saying we have a problem with service or with service providers, or we need to have regulations that provide some level of support for people who have issues, we throw our hands in there and say, the authorities need to deal with it. Somebody need to look into it. Somebody mentioned the Fair Trading Commission just now. They don't deal with matters with cellular. They don't regulate cellular phones. So who regulates cellular phone issues? Who? There is an Office of Public Counsel, and sometimes they tell you they have lots of issues, but they lack the capacity to do so and so and so. So we have these issues. We set up these watchdogs, and then we put braces on them or we extract all their teeth. The Fair Trading Commission said once in response to a query I raised with them that they can't be the originator and the judge in the same issue. So somebody needs to bring it to their attention and then they'll investigate it. And then people say, I don't want to bring it to their attention because somebody needs to fix it. This is Dr. Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, sorry.
Yes. Okay, just for the lady that called in about the registering for SurePay online, SurePay has an office in White Park Road. And you can fill out the application there and then. And then, you know, they're going to email you and let you know after going to the site and then do what you have to do.
Okay.
Doesn't even take like 5 minutes. She must have her bank account info and the basic information, ID, you know, number and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, have a blessed one.
You too, and thanks for helping.